Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Inspire small business.
We can teach these barbarians a lesson in Western methods and efficiency that will put them to shame.
He tells it like it is.
I realize how difficult it's going to be in this godforsaken place where you can't find what you need. And there's the challenge.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
With all due respect, sir, I believe this is going to be our finest hour.
We're back. It's 34 after. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging around with me. If you just tuned in, welcome aboard. If you've been listening already, well, you know what we think about that. We think you're pretty smart. Paula Lovell is really smart, too. She's our guest and our good friend, a longtime member of our Brain Trust, the president and the founder of a small business in Nashville, Tennessee called Lovell Communications Incorporated. She's celebrating this year her 20th anniversary. I'm so proud of you, Paula, for all the things that you've done as a small business owner, the jobs you've created, the customers you've taken care of, the wisdom you've accumulated that you continue to impart to other people. I'm just so proud of you. I don't know what to do. Welcome back.
Wow. Thank you. And what an introduction. I appreciate that.
Well,
pretty exciting out there.
Well, I just am so proud of you because I know how tough it is, and you know, however tough it is, and I'm just going to say this right out there, Paula. However tough it is for anybody to be a small business owner, for you to have done what you've done over the last 20 years as a woman small business owner there's an extra degree of difficulty in there, and that I recognize, and that's one of the reasons why I admire you so much.
Well, thank you, and hopefully that's changing. And, of course, we know women run more small businesses now. Don't they start up more businesses than men?
There's no question about it. And the thing is you're one of the people who, you know, the young women in your community are standing on your shoulders, Paula, yours and other women of your generation who, and, you know, just as you stood on the shoulders of Lillian Vernon and Mary Kay Ash and people like that. So, anyway, I'm just very proud of you.
Well, thanks. And, you know, I hope one day maybe you've done this, and I should look back at your wonderful archives and see the interesting story about, yes, I did stand on the backs of so many former or leaders in business, as well as just general leaders for women. But mm-hmm. There is a whole backlash about that now in terms of young women, and I hate to say this word, but not being able to fully appreciate what the women before them have done and been through.
Big mistake.
It's a big mistake, and we already haven't gained much in the wages category. You know, it hadn't changed in, 17 years, the small percentage of wages that women make against men's wages in the same jobs. But I think it's a shame that they can't recognize that. It's not unusual because they were born and bred with it, so to speak. But I think it may take another generation before it really sinks in that women have done a fantastic job, and all women need to help others and be grateful for that.
I heard Maya Angelou speak, the great American poet and speaker. I heard her speak a few years ago, and she, you know, she just talked about the people who paid for her life.
Mm-hmm.
She talked about her ancestors, her grandparents, her great grandparents, and her grandmother, and who basically raised her. And she talked about, these are people who bought and paid for me. I've already been paid for. Those people paid the price for me to have what I have. And it was, I can't do justice to her message, but I wish I could, you know, I wish I had that. I don't think it was ever recorded, but I wish I had that speech because it was very inspiring. And I think we can all feel that way. We can all look back on the people. I look back at my mentors, the people who gave me some wisdom and helped me along the way. And, you know, they were blazing the trail before I was. And hopefully people like you and me can, you know, you and I are both baby boomers. I'd like to think that maybe we're mentoring other people. We're giving back to some of those people. And you're right. That's what we have to do. We have to give back, don't we?
Well, I know you are. I mean, you work so hard to get a message out there and being in a space that nobody else has ever been before. And I want you to know, Jim, I'm not saying this just because we're on the air. We all value it.
Well, I appreciate that. Paula, one of the things I know that you've been working a lot on lately is helping small business owners market their businesses, but especially online. That's an area that you've really been focusing on a lot lately. What's new in that field?
Well, you know, it's really exciting, and I'm you know, you said 20 years, and I've been in this business 20 years, and I had a career as a reporter and a TV producer for 10 years before that. So I've been around the communications field a little bit, which is embarrassing because it tells you my age. It also tells you that it's not a natural inclination for me to think about the Internet when it comes to marketing, especially for a small business. And I think that so much is happening in that realm that those of us who run small businesses and those of us like me in the communications PR business who take care of small businesses need to think about all these Internet marketing opportunities. And if we can't deal with them ourselves, go ahead and hire a young person out of college to educate us about that. You don't have to pay them much. It's natural to them.
And I'm laughing. I'm sorry, Paula. I'm laughing because we have four different generations in my office.
Smart.
You know, from the old fossil like me, and we got 40s, we got 30s, we got 20s, and whenever I want to know certain things, I go ask the person in that generation.
That is so smart, and we all need to do that.
Hold on to that thought. We're going to take a quick break, folks. We'll be right back with our good friend Paula Lovell. It's 20 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Here are the Stones to take us out. We're back. It's 17 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. That's our flagship. That's where you can get the show. If you subscribe to my newsletter, find our blog, check out the thousands of articles. They're there. Listen and download and podcast and burn under with CD and all kinds of different ways that we allow you to have fair use of our past interviews. You can find all that right there. And also, don't forget our knowledge base, the Small Business Knowledge Base, AskJim.biz, which is available to you, where you can get small business answers now. No barrier to entry in either one of those websites. Just show up and we'll let you right on in. Paula Lovell has deposited a number of her pearls of wisdom with us over the years, and many of you can find, I don't know, a few dozen of the interviews that she and I have done in the past on a number of important topics, especially in the area of marketing and advertising and communications and PR and that sort of thing, which is what we're talking about right now, Paula. And your website, Paula, is Lovell.com, right? L-O-V-E-L-L.
That's right.
Lovell.com.
Lovell.com. It sounds like you're working that Internet marketing pretty well there, Jim.
We're trying. We sure try. And I know that's something you've been working on pretty hard lately. And we were just talking about that. And you think Internet marketing is something that really levels the playing field for small business, don't you?
I do, because no one can tell how big you are. That's the long and the short of it. And it costs the same. If you're in a pay-per-click, it costs me the same as it costs Coca-Cola or Bridgestone or anybody else. I don't pay any more as a small business, and we all know that you know, we're paying more as small businesses just to survive as a percentage of what we have to invest in our in the company. But I want to talk about search engine optimization for a minute, something I didn't know what it was, and I don't know the details, but I don't have to, thank goodness.
It's a big deal.
It's a big deal, and what it means is that you force or you drive more people to your website through maximizing certain words and certain things on the Internet. For instance, I will tell you an example. What you want to do is you want, when people search certain phrases, you want your name to come to the top of the top 10 list. That they get on Google or Yahoo or Microsoft or whatever. And you get that by coding or by putting certain words in your website or in your blogs that cause those words to pop up when these crawlers go through. But another way to do it is to buy those words. And I'll tell you a perfect example. I'm a small business. We have 13 people. That's more than we've been for years. We're the biggest we've been for years. But we got 13 people, still small. But we're a national company. And I have, if you Google the words crisis communications, which is an area, those are a lot of big words, and a lot of people are in that business. But if you Google that right now, Lovell Communications, Little Lovell Communications in Nashville, Tennessee, will come to the top of the list.
Now, is that in the sponsored link section?
That's in the sponsored link, and then you click through to my website.
Right.
But I'm paying for each click, and I have to tell you that in the last 3 months, we have gotten two pieces of business from that, and I mean one from I won't say who it is, but a national government agency is calling us because they Googled crisis communications and we came up in the top three, we were actually number one, and they looked into us and they said, you know what, we don't know who you are or what you're doing in Nashville, Tennessee, but you're perfect. And another example quickly is to use blogs, monitor blogs about your space, about the area you're in, and get involved in the dialogue so that you're, and then use links in your blog to your website and to others, and reporters and other people who are in the blogosphere will pick up your link, which will then drive more people to your site. Another perfect example is we were engaged to help sale condominiums that were green, and they weren't selling them. And we decided to play up the green aspect and did some click-through, did some blogging about green residential areas, and within a couple of weeks they sold one of these high-priced condominiums. And I wouldn't have thought that the demo would have matched those who go online. I would have thought these were rather wealthy people who had rather, maybe in their 50s and 60s, who are too busy to be online because they're not retired yet and are older, you know, like you and me, and aren't used to doing it every day.
Right.
But they're on there, and it is amazing. And I just read yesterday that the search engine optimization last year was a $9.6 billion
business. It's huge. It is huge. And the thing about it is number one, if you have never done it to the websites you have existing, you've got a little bit of work to do, but you need to do it because it's worth the money, whatever you have to spend to make it happen. Some of it you can do yourself, but a lot of it you need a little bit of help with. But if you're building a website, you make sure that as you build it, you're optimizing it as you build it. You might as well build it the right way, folks.
Well,
and let me say this. I'm giving you this information for having done it the wrong way once.
You had it the wrong way because you
did. We didn't build it. We didn't build our websites.
Right.
We didn't have it properly optimized in the initially.
Right. And
had to go back and redo it.
We've all done that, you know. And keep in mind, Jim. Remember the days when you could put out a press release that you had a website?
Yeah.
Remember that? Just what was it? 10 years ago?
Yeah. Exactly.
Small business, Lovell Communications gets website, and now you better have one if you're set. No matter what you're selling.
Right.
Because it really, you are not a credible business really without a website. Even if you're the corner dry cleaners, really, and that is which is a great business, by the way, because I have a friend who owns one, and in my second life, I think that may be what I do. But he's got to have a website so people can just find out the particulars about his company and what kind of chemicals he uses.
Right. No, absolutely. No question about it. Paula, hold on to that thought. We're going to take a quick break, folks. It's 10 till. I'm Jim Blasting. And Paula is going to talk to us some more about some things that we need to do to get our search engines, our websites optimized for search engines and other marketing initiatives and ideas on the Internet. 10 till. Stay with us.
Don't you know that you should know that life is a gamble.
Welcome back. It's 7 till the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're having a great visit with our good friend, Paula Lovell, president of Lovell Communications, Incorporated, out of the great city of Nashville in the great state of Tennessee. And that's Lovell, with two L's on the end, .com. It's her website. I encourage you to check that out. And Paula, you've been helping us understand some things about marketing on the Internet, the importance of using the Internet for small businesses. You know, the cool thing about doing what you're talking about, getting your search engine, your website optimized for search engines and that sort of thing, it really does level a playing field. But the other thing that I think it does for small business owners, it really gives them a pretty good perspective on the impact of the global economy that we operate in, doesn't it?
That's right. Yeah, and you know,
because as you said, you got a response from somebody you never would have found otherwise.
Oh, absolutely. And all the responses are most, you know, I can tell when it's word of mouth. And by the way, you should track these kinds of things and find out if it's working for you. I know a very, very small business person here who spends $6,000 a month on Google. I think
right.
that's outlandish. I can't imagine.
Well, but, you know, I know a guy who does that, too, but he was getting $100,000 a month in business.
Of course. I was going to say, if she knew, if the problem is she's not tracking it yet, but she will be. And when she starts, she'll figure out if that's where she's getting her business. But you have to know. I mean, even when people walk in to your place of business, you know, and don't buy anything, you still should ask them how they heard about it. Were they driving down the street? Was it word of mouth? We still get a whole lot of word of mouth from good business, and small businesses will get a lot of business from their other customers who send folks to them because, you know, small businesses that are good are in the service business, in the customer service business. But another thing I want to mention while we have a minute is, in addition to maximizing the search engines, is this thing MySpace.
Yeah,
which everybody's talking about. And Jim, if you don't have a MySpace account,
I don't have one. I'm an old fogey. I don't have one.
Jim, you gotta have one. Now I don't have one.
Do you
either,
have one, Paula?
No, but shame on me.
Yeah,
I should. But you know.
I didn't think they would let me into a place like that with all the gray hair I have.
Well, you know what? I'm wondering if you even have to have a photo. I'm not sure you do have to have a photo.
Well, that might help me get in if I didn't have to have a photo.
Yeah, it's not just for youth. In fact, I was reading in the New York Times this weekend about big business now wanting in on the game. Individuals and small businesses have taken the lead. We are ahead of the curve in small business because we small business people have understood MySpace better than big business.
What now, is it that we should? Why? What's the benefit of having a MySpace account for
well,
my business?
MySpace, as I understand it, and again, this is with the disclaimer that I'm not an expert at this, but people who have a proclivity to look it in are of a certain demographic who are interested in a certain area of art or a certain area of anything, dialogue with each other through these MySpace accounts.
Mm-hmm.
And now businesses are finding it as a way to
connect
talk about
guys.
To talk about what's going on. And I don't know if folks read about Fred Thompson, who's from Nashville, Tennessee, who may or may not run for president of the United States, but somebody ran a video or made a comment about him smoking Cuban cigars, and within 2.5 hours, he had a MySpace account out there and a video which shot down the... And then, of course, the buzz started going, and everybody went to MySpace to see the video.
Was this MySpace or YouTube?
Maybe it was YouTube.
YouTube has the video thing.
You're right. So you're right. You're YouTube, and that's the other one.
It was the YouTube thing, yeah.
You're exactly right. But MySpace is something we're using for small businesses to talk to each other and to explain what they do without, and then people can click through to their website.
Mm-hmm.
But again, you get one of those wonderful 20 to 25-year-old people out of college to set you up a MySpace account.
The digital natives.
Which they do with two or three clicks, and I'm spending 3 days trying to figure out what it is.
Oh, yeah, they're texting without even looking at the machine.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. That's exactly right. They can do some. They got some thumbs going.
I think we're raising a generation of muscular thumbs, I think. But the point you're making is there's a whole new world out there of opportunity that doesn't cost a lot of money. It takes getting to know some of these new technologies. Get some young people to help you if you need to. That's what I do, and just use them. And the thing, I think the most important thing we can say, Paula, is these things, we're not saying that you need to forsake everything else and go to this. We're saying it's not either or, it's both and.
Well, it is, and a good example are the electronic newsletters.
Yeah.
Where you have a database, because surely we've all been gathering our databases, and you get people to opt in. That they're
permission marketing, right?
That's right, and they say, yes, Paula, I'd like to hear more about small business.
It's very powerful.
And you do an e-newsletter, and people are clicking through and reading. But you don't give up the hard copies either.
Paula, I got to wrap it up. Thanks for being here. Good job today.
Well, thank you.
We'll see you next time. Paula Lovell, ladies and gentlemen, she'll be back. I will be too, but not until the next hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.